You founded the local residents' rights movement Facebook page. What is residents' rights movement?
It's a concept that I came up with after doing a lot of research and seeing that not only did we need a little bit more representation and rights here in terms of being renters in the Valley, but we also need more representation across the nation, actually. The homelessness issue and rent gouging and what they call gentrification, it isn't just a local issue.
Talk about the Residents' Bill of Rights.
Well, the Residents' Bill of Rights is a concept. It's for those who live in places and even rent places for businesses and stuff. It's rights that will be ensured and should be ensured, I think, in our constitutions, both state and federally, you know.
What are those rights?
A right to fair and adequate housing. You know, a genuine right to fair and adequate housing, not just good pricing on real estate, but also I think that those rights should include real estate price caps and potentially handing out segments of land almost like a Homestead Act of the early days. It should include rent protections for renters who are currently renting. We believe it should also include a rent caps, price caps on rent and real estate prices of all kinds.
Like rent control?
Yes, okay. Very much like rent control. Not just like rent control, very proactive rent control.
What does that mean, proactive rent control?
That means that we should take more initiative in not only controlling the prices of both rent and real estate, but we should start looking into better ways to better serve the community, especially the working class community that struggles so much to pay their rent. We need to start figuring out a way to make them more upwardly mobile. And I think the best way to do that is to help them alleviate the biggest expense that they have, which is rent.
Part of what I read on the Facebook page is something called real estate commodification.
Indeed.
Leilani Farha is the special rapporteur on the right to adequate housing appointed by the UN Human Rights Council. She calls it real estate financialization, but I think it's the same thing.
It sounds about right to me, yeah.
And if I could just throw a quote in by her to see if this is what you're talking about. She says, there is a growing disconnect between housing as a human right and housing as a financial vehicle for investment. Today, housing is viewed by the global investor class as a commodity to be bought and sold in markets, a repository for capital, and a means for accumulating wealth. Financialization of housing causes gentrification, undermines community, exacerbates inequality, and contributes to the disgrace of homelessness, end quote. Is that sort of where you guys are coming from?
Absolutely. It's actually spot on where we're coming from. And in fact, there was a story in the local newspaper in the Post-Independent today that kind of exemplifies the larger context of that, not only as renters and stuff like that, but also as business entrepreneurs. Today, there was a newspaper article that talked about how a bunch of local businesses, even longtime businesses, are being driven out because of a bank buying out that property and wanting to make another bank.
This is
exactly the kind of commodification that I'm trying to point out that's problematic, really, and it causes what I call artificial price inflation.
What do you see as a solution to the high housing costs in the Roaring Fork Valley?
Decommodification is the only real answer in my view. I'm afraid that the real estate industry has got to become a not thing. I'm afraid we've got have to create so much, and this is my real big scope view, is that we've got to create so much housing for people that it's so available that real estate prices finally come down. We need so much availability that people have genuine choices.
How is the residents' rights movement planning on taking action on the Residents' Bill of Rights?
Well, we were hoping to take and create a referendum. You know, most referendums have to start in a local way. Unfortunately, me and my family are also being priced out of this area and won't be able to continue on long enough to create the referendum here in the valley. But in the bigger scheme of it is we would like to create, you know, a people's referendum, you know, a renter's referendum for everybody to sign on and take to our legislature on a national level. And I believe it has to be national. It can't be a state for state thing. I think that nationally we need to recognize housing as a human right in this country.
You say you're being priced out of this area. Talk about what's happening.
Yesterday I was laid off from my current job. Along with 5 to 7 other of my fellow coworkers, that immediately puts me in a position that I'm faced with not being able to pay rent.
So who's going to take over with the local residents' rights movement if you guys move to Columbus?
Unfortunately, I'm afraid to say that it might be a stagnant thing unless somebody else wants to take up that mantle locally. Mm-hmm. But as I said before, as I looked around at my local situation, I realized that it wasn't just a local situation, that it was a national situation. And when I looked at the national situation, I was like, I was struck. You know, I was struck at how important and how onto something I really was. And, you know, we're all, you know, seem to be stuck in that same boat and throwing all of our money down a rabbit hole that we can't get back out of.